Are you living life in alignment with your values? Now, your values are the things in life that you deem to be important, and you'll recognise them with words such as loyalty, fun, contribution, love, trust, adventure. The list really is endless. Now, we may all have different values, but it's really important to make sure that we're living life by our own personal values. I'd like you to imagine that your values are like stars that surround you, and you will never shine living amongst somebody else's stars. Now, if you're experiencing feelings of depression or anxiety, or just negative feelings on an occasional daily basis, then ask yourself, why am I experiencing these feelings? Because the chances are you may be compromising your values, and you may possibly be living a life with someone else's values in your mind instead of your own. For example, if your family and love and connection are really important to you, but you're working an 80-hour week and you're not getting any time to spend time with your family or to send that love or to receive that love or to connect with people, then you're very highly likely to experience negative feelings. If you're in a job, for example, that limits you, but growth's really important to you, then you're likely to feel frustrated and stressed. If variety's important to you, but you're doing the same thing day in, day out, and you feel like you're stuck on a treadmill, then yes, absolutely, you will experience more of those negative feelings. And it's not unusual for us to end up living a life amongst somebody else's stars. And this can happen without us even realising it until we get to the point one day when we get out of bed and we think, why am I not happy with my life? And it's probably because you're not living life amongst your values, in alignment with your values. So I'd like to ask you right now, what are your values? What are the most important things to you in life? Now, there's no right or wrong answer, and our values can change over time. For example, when we have children, our values are likely to change. Or if we go through a traumatic experience, our values again can change. And it's really great to be aware of what our values are and how they can change over time so that we can make changes in our life to adapt. Now, I'd like you right now to think about the most important thing to you in life. The most important word. Is it growth? Is it love? Is it contribution? Is it security? Or loyalty? Or something different again? And then I'd like to ask you, are you living your life in accordance with that top value? And it's a really great idea to try and identify our top 8 values. So I suggest that when you get 5 minutes, you take pen to paper and write down 8 of your core values. And when you've got them written down, put them in number order. As I said, put number 1, the highest priority at the top, and 8, the least priority at the bottom. And it doesn't mean that any of these values are unimportant, because they're all really important. But it really helps to know your values so that you can know that the decisions in your life that you're making are the right ones. For example, as I said, you know, if love's really important to you and family is really important to you and that security and that support is really important to you, but you're deciding whether to move to the other side of the world away from your family or not, then it might be really useful for you to kind of revisit your values or identify your values and really work out how they'll be compromised if you do move to the other side of the world. There are so many ways that we can make changes to help to live our lives amongst our own stars and amongst our values. And it might simply be spending more time with friends, you know, if fun's really important to you and laughter, but you're not getting a chance to have fun or to laugh in the week, then maybe a small change might just be taking a couple of hours one night a week to connect with friends, to go out with friends, to make plans. If love's really important to you, are you giving your relationship the love that it deserves? Are you giving it the time that it deserves? What can you do to make it more important in your life and to prioritise it? Maybe it's just about making a regular date night or making time to spend together just having coffee or going for a walk. If you're not living the life that you want, then it's highly likely that you'll be compromising on your values. So identify your values. Ask yourself, am I living life in alignment with these values? And if not, make the changes that you need to live the happiest possible life as the happiest possible version of you.